We are learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Ha'omer l'chaveiro koinim pi medabi imcha. I'm making a neder on my mouth that I shouldn't talk. I'm making a neder I shouldn't talk. Or yodai ois imcha. Or that my hands should do work for him, my friend. Or I'm making a neder raglim halachas imcha. Or you make a neder that I shouldn't walk, I shouldn't take care of anything by walking for him. All these three cases are aser. That means either you asked your dibra on your friend, or you asked your malachas of your hands on your friend, or you asked the malachas of your feet on your friend. So it sounds like it could be chal on that. For a minimum, I say akash to break the gemara. Chaimah b'shvuis b'menadarim. It says later on in the next parak that there's a chumra of shvuis over nadarim, and nadarim b'shvuis. What's the chaimah b'nadarim shvuis? What's the chaimah b'nadarim over shvuis? Shanadarim chalam ala mitzvah. Which means if someone says koinim sukkah alai, he goes over to a certain sukkah, says koinim sukkah alai, he can't sit in that sukkah. You know it's a mitzvah. But if he says he makes a shua, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah, it's not chal because it's mushba v'aymer. There's a shua already from the Torah. You have to sit in a sukkah. So you make a shua, I'm not going to sit in a sukkah. It's not chal. So nedarim amo chomer. It's chal on a dvar mitzvah. That's the chomer of a darim of a shuas. And what's the chomer of shuas of a nedarim? It's chal on both mamish and not mamish, which means I can say I am not going to sleep today. Sleeping is not yesh be mamish, but you can do that. Mashegim medarim is not chal on such a thing. You can't make a neder on my sleep. I can't ask for my sleep or a neder. It's not adovish yesh be mamish. So the cash over here is here. I asked my words. My words are in by mamish. So how's the chal neder on it? How's the chal neder? The Ran says the Gemara could have answered that the Gemara on the that even though it's not chal in Edda, but Midrabanan is chal. So it could be our Mishnah means Midrabanan. That's the Ran says could answer. But the Gemara says it has a better tarot. That's the Ran says the Gemara has a better tarot. But according to the Kasha is that here it's Ein Bei Mamish, and we know the Dharma not chal in Mamish. So it has a chal on my Dibur or on my Malacha, my hands do. Aye, it's not chal on Ein Bei Mamish. Amar Rav Yehuda, and for the Gemara Amar Rav Yehuda, Ba'oimer, yes sir, Pila de Burei. He made the Nedda on his mouth. He said, my mouth should be usher for the dibur it speaks, or yodai l'maseim, or my hands should be chal neder my hands for the mais medas, or rag the aluchon, or neder should be chal on my feet for its walking. That's what it means. You made a chal. The neder was chal on davar shemamish. You made the chalois on a davar mamish on your hands or on your feet or on your mouth. They cannot be the tony piyam davarimcha. Don't just say I'm a neder medavimcha. Look, don't just say medavimcha. It says piyam davarimcha. So you see. That was taka chal on davar shemamish on your mouth or on your hands or on your feet, and therefore the neder is chal, and that's pshat in our mishnah. And the Ran speaks out koloimar nase koimer. It's like he said. It's like he said koinim pi medaber alechem. Even though you didn't say exactly that, even when you say that I'm just asking a dibur, it's like you say koinim pe for the dibur. Hadron aloch para kol kenuye beli neder for those that finished it. So that's the first parak of parak called Kenuye, which talked about all the nadarim that are chal, and it's chal and makes it aser on you. Now this Mishnah start off with nadarim that are not chal, that are mutarim. Zok the Mishnah, ve'elu mutarim. The following nadarim, if you do it, it's mutter, it's not chal. Chulin shaychalach, someone says, what I'm going to eat is chulin. And that's posh, really, of course. Chulin shaychalach. Or you say kibasa chazir. I say this roll in front of me is like should be on me like a basa chazir. And the reason why that's not a neder is because a davar asa chazir is not a davar nader. Didn't it happen? The issa didn't happen through a neder. It happened because Hashem said in the Torah not to eat chazir. Ka'ivus chavim. If someone says this thing is like avodah zara, same thing. Avodah zara is asar, and it's even worse than basa chazir because asa bahana. And still, but my says davar asa, so it's not chal. Ka'iris levuvim is they used to take a live animal and chisel a little hole in the heart of the animal and pull out the heart and bring that to the avodah zara. So that is called ka'iris levuvim, and that is a very strong type of avodah zara which you can't even, the guy can't mevatel it. A regular avodah zara, a guy can mevatel it. But this is takrivis avodah chavim. If something brought as a carbon for avodah zara, has no bittel. Even that. It also does not make a neder. If I say this is like Aris Levuvim, does not make a neder. Or can Nevelos v'treifos? If you say like Nevelos v'treifos, Nevelos are something that's also Mechila and it's Metame. Also, that also does not become a neder. The thing does not become also as an Adam, because now Davan Oda. Because Shkotzim are Masim. Same thing, Shkotzim are the Shmoin and Shvatim, which also have Tumah. Also, if you say this Kikar, the Shkotzim are Masim, it's not Chal and Eder, and it's still Mutter. Kechal is Aaron Ukchumasoi. If you say that this Kikar is like Afrasha Shchala, or it's like the Truma of Aaron, Akayan, like we learned in yesterday's Blat, Mutter. The halacha is mutter also because that's not dava hanadur, even though it came through your peh, it came through your kriya shem. You make challah, you actually could be shoyel neda, mat neda and challah. So I see it's dava hanadur. Teretz is like the Ran said. The yisoid is that since it's mutter some people, mutter the kahanim, it can't be it's also machmas nidroi. It maybe happened through your mouth, but it's not a neder because it would be also to everyone. Since it's only also to zorim, it must be it's the Torah that made it also. That's the Ran explains here, and the Ran explains before. That's pshat why chalas aramik tumasa is mutter. So that's all the case of our Mishnah. Every case is a little bit different. The first case is basa chazir, which is also to eat. Or if it's chavim, it's also bahana. Or if it's levuvim, it's also bahana without bittel. Veilas v'treifos have tumah. Shkotz and ramasim have even more bigger level of tumah because the veilas is only matama kezayis, and shkotzim are matama ka'adasha. By the way, shkotzim are smanah shvatzim. Ramasim are not matama. Ramasim mean like bugs. They're not matama. Just since we're always when we say shkotzim, we say ramasim, so the Mishnah is shkotzim and ramasim. But betzim, ramasim are not something that's matama, just here agav. Same thing for the word treifa, it's also, it's only agav orche. And then it says, chalas arim k'chumasai, which is taka, happened through the peh, but still mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there, it's clear that it didn't happen from Yeneda, because mutter the kahanim and also the zarim. Ha'imel ishtoi, someone says to his wife, haray et alaik ime, you know, you're on to me like my mother. And a mother is also to a person. Right now, I'll marry your mother. So you tell your wife that you are like my mother. So really, it's not a neder because the mother is a dava also, not a dava another. So really, it's nothing. But still, the Mishnah says, "Poislo pesach makom achash lo yekar esokach." He has to make a pesach. He has to get he has to mat a neder. And another thing, the Mishnah says that the pesach can't be bekovid imay. Which means that's a pesach makom achash. You can't say if you know your mother will be insulted. You're saying that would you make a neder? He says no. That's not a good pesach. Why not? Because we don't aim pesachin bekvoid imay of imay. What's the reason why we don't use a pesach there? Because he'll automatically say yeah, I didn't mean to do that because he didn't want to embarrass his parents. So if you tell him oh, it's embarrassing your parents, so yeah, sure, I didn't want to do that. And then he won't even think maybe it's not even true. Therefore, we don't aim pesachin be pesach of imay. So the Mishnah is saying a case that if someone tells his wife, "Harei at like imay," you need a matan eda, and you have to be matan eda or pesach makom achash. So first of all, the Ran says, doesn't have to be dafka, you said to your wife that she should be like your mother. If you say your wife should be like a basa chazir, same halacha, you also will need it be matan eda. The ratio of the Mishnah says you don't have to be matan eda. As much as you have teretz. So what's the chilek? The mataneder, why the ratio of the mataneder is mutter and he have the mataneder all of a sudden? Zokt the Ran that the chilek is don't want to have an arts here first of all, and the reason is because it's much more shchiach to make a neder to your wife than to stam a person because a lot of times they get into fights and therefore we are matzrich it there. But something that's not shchiach, we don't make a takana there to ask for a pesach. So a regular case we say a certain kikar is a basa chazir, we don't need a pesach. When you say to your wife that you are like ime or basa chazir, you have to get matan eder. So why do we pick this case punkt? We want to say it's chiddush that ein poischim loy be pesach be kvoid av imay. Therefore, we say this case. But in Echanami, we could have said a different case. So akaponim, that's what Mishnah says that you have to get a pesach when it comes to ishta. So the Gemara vayta. It says in the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah, the first case, chulin sha'ich aloch, that the aloch is that it's mutter. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Obviously, you say, this kikar is a chulin, it's not a neder. So it must have been, to tell you a diak, it must have been, time with a chulin sha'ich aloch, ha'amar la chulin sha'ich aloch, mashma, it's mashma, loy l'chulin l'hava, ela carbon. It shouldn't be a chulin, only carbon, and then it should be aser. So the reason why it said it is for the diak, because chulin sha'ich aloch is not a chiddush. So it must have been for the diak, to say that if you say loy l'chulin sha'ich aloch, la chulin sha'ich aloch, it'll be aser. So who's that like? Money, masisim, ira meir. It can't be a meir because so you say loy chulin. It should be a carbon. He doesn't hold of that, so it can't be according to. It can't be a meir. Ella, Rabbi Yehuda must be. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And when you say if you're Rabbi Yehuda, when you say lachulin shoyech lach is awesome. So break the mar. Hainu reisha. We had that. It's reisha means that's the mishdan daf. Yudam and Beis says oimel lachulin shoyech lach is awesome. the Mishnah Daf Yonam and Beis. Then you don't have to say it again. You don't have to make the diyuk again. We know that already. So what's going on over here? So Ibishlam, if we're going according to Rav Meir, Dr. Ran, so the chiddush would be that even Rav Meir agrees by loy chul and shoychalach is also why? Because there it's like saying it's carbon. Loy chul is like saying mamish carbon. But now that we're saying it's not Rav Meir, it's Rav Yehuda, since Haina Reisha, what's the chiddush? So Gemara answers, you're right. I did the Tony Gabasa Chazir, we want to start off our Mishnah with different mutarim. So we first start off with, like, you know, something that's very poshut. It's just agav orchid, we don't need it. And then we go into the other ones. It's like once you say all the mutarim, you say, yeah, first of all, you say chulin shoychalach, that's mutar. Then you go into the chedushim, basa chazir, evizchavim. But it's really kedin asfo, which means it's here agav orche, the chulin. It's no chiddush to chulin. You're right, it's not a chulin, not a chiddush, not a chiddush. The one that had me thought it had to be a chiddush, it had to be a diak. But no, it's not a chiddush, it's just there to start off the mishnah, all the things that are mutar. That's one terence. Ravina tries another terence. Ravina mahachiktani. Ve'elu mutarim kechulin. The following are mutter like chulin, kibasa chazir, koevis chavim. V'loy tana chulin, if you didn't say the first case of chulin, have amina boyu shayla. We would think you need shayla. Maybe the rabbanon need shayla, because maisa, it sounds like an iser. Chulin doesn't need shayla, so that's what he said. V'elu mutarim kachulin, all these don't need shayla. But if you didn't say chulin, you would think basa chazir needs shayla. Freite gemara, mi yikal asuki al daita, you would think that you would think it needs shayla. It's a separate case in the Mishnah that says you need a Pesach. Machal the Reisha loy boy shayla. So voyu from the Reisha is takam mutah mutah mitzvah gamri. Only speaks out you need a shayla in the second case. So don't have a mina. El machvarta. You have to say the first tarot again. Chulin melun asba. Chulin's only there agav orche. Ravina tried to say a tarot and he said chulin just to explain that's mutah legamri. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says no that the chulin is melun asba like the first tarot, and that's the only tarot we have. That elu mutarim chulin shoychalach is agav orche. The other ones to tell you that it's mutah legamri. That the other things are mutter. This is also mutter. Mutter legamri, you know, because the ratio of the Mishnah says only by case of ishtoi that they need a mishael. But here you don't need any chiddush of chulin. The chulin just there. Agav orchid, all the ones kibasa chazir, kibes chavim, and kiveloys v'treifos.